Manny Fonte from the Edmonton Singing Christmas Tree joins me today. Thank you so much for taking the time.
It's my honor. Thank you.
So you guys are back after a five-year hiatus. I'm guessing the hiatus might have something to do with the pandemic.
Well, certainly during the pandemic, there was a desire to bring people back together, and that just took a minute. And then the world stopped, and we stopped. And then as we looked at what Christmas is and what winter is in Edmonton, we talked to community leaders, music leaders, production people, the committed leaders that we had, and they all pushed back and said, we need to bring the tree back. And so, hence, we're bringing the signature Christmas tree back, just in a new venue, though.
Okay, so tell us about it. Tell us where it's at and how we can get tickets.
So tickets are easy, EdmontonSingChristmasTree.com. The venue is at the Expo Center in the arena. Most shows in the arena, if anyone's ever gone to like Disney on Ice, they put it at the end, you know, where the goalie would be at one end of the arena.
Yeah.
Where we're putting the show is where the penalty box would be. So the show is surrounded by the audience. So basically we're singing to a 180-degree audience as opposed to like a barrel or like in a theater or in a concert hall. So the audience will be able to see 180 degrees of our show. It's unlike anything we've done in any shows in the city.
I've never been. I've only seen the commercials on TV. But if someone's never been before, what can they expect?
So if they went to Radio City Music Hall, they would not even find this. So it's a 35-foot tree covered in LED lights with 150 singers in it, full symphonic orchestra with a band, singing children's choir, ensembles, children dancers, a professional viva dancer. So we have around 300 in the cast, along with a 160-foot LED wall, the largest in Canada. So it's a ginormous entertainment thing that is not just your mom's or your dad's, nothing wrong with that, Christmas carols accompanied by an organ. So there's lots of Christmas carols. They're just done in this magnificent, glorious, visually and audio extravaganza.
With that many members, choir members, and local performers, how do you even pick who gets to join the Singing Christmas Tree?
Well, basically, we start work in February. So it's a process. We have lots of people that come back. We do auditions, meetings. So there's probably, by the time the shows are done, there's probably 15,000 hours of work that's gone in cumulatively with everybody in the performance.
That's amazing. How long have you been with it?
Don and I, the three producers, have been doing shows for about 34 years. We wrapped up the 10-year run at the Jubilee in 2019, and we've continued with other shows in the city. So, we've been working for several decades together.
Oh, that's amazing. Well, it is coming, so get your tickets once again. Give us that website one more time.
EdmontonSingingChristmasTree.com.
Perfect. And we're going to get it up on our website, too, so we'll have a link to make it easy. And Manny, thank you so much.
Thank you, Shannon.